protecting Sri Arunachala, the legal efforts. The following talk was given by Sri Ram Panchu on September 10 at the 104th anniversary of Sri Ramana Maharishi's advent at Arunachala program in New York City. Sri Ram Panchu of Madras is on a research and teaching fellowship at New York University. He has been visiting Sri Ramanashramam in Thiruvanamalai for the last 2 years. Construction around the holy hill has been going on for some time. Worse still is that some has come up on the hill itself. This has been the subject of litigation in the Madras High Court. Under India's public interest law, any citizen may draw the court's attention to a matter of public interest and seek remedial relief. The first case was filed in the early 1990s and was directed against the proposal of the government to set up the office of the collectorate between the hill and the Giri Pradakshina path. It was pointed out that such a location would mar the sanctity of the hill and would interfere with the pilgrimage around the hill. An interim order of injunction was made by the High Court. Subsequently, after representations were made by Sri Ramanashramam and others, the government relocated the new collectorate elsewhere. Around 1995, another case was filed by the Arunachala Devotees Association, drawing the court's attention to construction coming up on and around the hill. No orders were passed in this case and it was kept pending. Since the situation was worsening, T.V. Chandramouli of Thiruvanamalai filed another case in 1998. He sought directions to prohibit such construction to remove the illegal ones which had come up and other reliefs to preserve Thiruvanamalai as a temple and heritage town. In this case, an order was passed in the latter half of 1998 by the Chief Justice of the Madras High Court prohibiting further construction on the hill and between the hill and the Giri Pradakshina path. In early 1999, the court appointed an expert body to study the situation and report on the measures that could be taken to preserve the town, the hill and the path. A former judge of the Madras High Court, Mr. Justice Arunachalam, was named as the chairman of the committee. Among other members were senior government officials from the Departments of Temple Administration, Forest, Archaeology and Traffic Planning. Also appointed was a prominent architect, Mr. P.T. Krishnan, who is also the convener of the Madras chapter of the Indian National Trust for Art and Cultural Heritage. The committee received representations by affidavit and also held public hearings. A large number of representations were made by people from different parts of India and the world, stressing the sanctity of the hill and the need to preserve it by all means possible. A substantial number of representations came from local residents, especially owners of land which lay between the path and the hill, who strongly resisted any move to prevent them from constructing on land that they owned. There was also resistance to removal of construction which had come up on the foot of the hill, on several other aspects which did not interfere with private ownership of land. There was consensus on the steps to be taken. The expert body made its report in early 2000. It set out the historical and spiritual facts and background. It dealt with the current position and stressed the need for preventive and corrective action. It made as many as 29 recommendations. These relate to prohibition against fresh construction on the hill and between the path and the hill, the removal of illegal construction thereon, afforestation and environmental issues. the preservation of water bodies, facilities for pilgrims, moving the highway and heavy traffic zone away from the path, etc. It called for protection under the Ancient Monuments and Archaeological Sites Protection Act and for a declaration of the hill, the path, the temple and town as National Heritage Sites and ultimately as World Heritage Sites. The expert body's report is featured on the website /sriramanamaharishi.org/appeal.zip, which is no longer available. In August 2000, the High Court heard arguments in the case. The state government agreed not to construct on the land owned by it in the area between the path and the hill, but was against an absolute ban on privately owned areas. With regard to removal of illegal construction, it stated that large-scale removal was difficult and may lead to law and order problems. The central government stated that it had declared the Virupaksha Cave, Skandashram and the path leading to it as national monuments and thus to be protected against encroachment. However, with regard to the plea that the entire path and the land between the path and the hill be so protected, it stated that the excessive construction which had taken place on this area would prevent it from being declared a national monument. This is ironic because it was the government's duty in the first place to prevent such construction. The other parties, namely the petitioners and the local residents, also submitted arguments. The basis of the plea for preserving the area can briefly be stated as follows. The Constitution of India, Article 25, protects religious practices. Lakhs of devotees come every month to have darshan. Many people from other parts of India and abroad make such pilgrimage often, and residents of Tiruvannamalai make frequent pradakshinas. Going around the hill is the accepted form of worship. The sighting of the hill from all possible points is an integral and cardinal part of such worship. In this case, the hill itself is the deity, and therefore the case is no different as one which prevents a devotee from seeing the Lord in a temple. Such pradakshina from time immemorial constitutes a customary right and qualities for protection and qualifies for protection under the law. Environmental reasons also mandate prevention of construction on and at the foot of the hill. Tiruvannamalai is a water-starved place. The water runoff from the hill cannot reach the tanks and lake beds on account of the construction. Tiruvannamalai has a well-connected system of water bodies which in the past collected the water coming down the hill slope and recharged the groundwater table. The hill is the object of veneration for countless numbers of people and forms the focal point of their belief, faith and practice. Thus, their right and where private rights cannot survive along with a clearly established public right, it is the former which must yield to the latter. The hill and the path qualify for protection and preservation as ancient monuments and archaeological sites. The hill is believed from time immemorial to be the very embodiment of Lord Shiva. The scriptures say so, and saints and sages down the years have taught so. Furthermore, geological experts estimate that the hill is one of the oldest rock formations in the world, substantially older than the Himalayas. Few monuments can possess the great spiritual, historical, and geological importance of the hill. The High Court's judgment is awaited. Continued in the March-April 2001 issue.